Welcome to Belly Flop, where you either make a splash, an ass out of yourself, or both. I am Alex.
And I'm CW. Welcome to the show. What's up, everyone? Welcome to another week of the Belly Flop. This is CW.
And this is Alex.
We're coming to you from a heavily sanitized studio.
Yeah, we're out of quarantine.
Yep. The Rona has passed.
Thankfully.
Yeah. It was a rough time.
It was pretty easy.
Yeah.
Luckily. So, anyway, well, I was the culprit, people, not CW, even though he sounded like it on the little clip he put out.
I intentionally put out a clip so no one could guess.
It was me.
I didn't want to violate any hippo rules.
We can't. Hippo?
Yeah.
We're not doctors. It wasn't too bad. A little nasal drainage, some chest congestion. Still got a cough, but apparently that lasts forever.
You got the... I mean, I have a cough and I don't have anything. I've tested negative twice now.
Yeah.
But, you're quarantined in your master bedroom.
Yep. That was fun.
Do you know how many moms would probably kill for that?
A lot.
Yeah.
Oh, kids, you can't see me. You can't be around me.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No way. I mean, it's just called binging on, like, Dateline with your giant blanket.
I worked during the day. I mean, but then I did binge TV at night. I slept a lot, though. That was one thing unusual for me.
See, I always do that when I don't feel well.
I didn't feel bad.
Yeah, I sleep a lot.
I just was like, I guess it just makes you tired. But I was like, I like slept. Like, mornings were hard to get up and get moving.
Yeah, because you didn't have a child going, Daddy!
This might be true, too. But, yeah, like, I'd get up, take care of the dogs, and then, like, she'd get the kids out of the house, and, like, I'd, like, sleep till, like, 9 or, like, 10.
Congratulations. You now know what it feels like to be a real housewife.
Yeah. Except I didn't have to do any of the... Yeah. I guess they don't do any of the kids' stuff either.
Yeah. They have people.
Mm-hmm. But, anyway.
They hop in their Escalade and go to breakfast.
We did the quarantine thing. We're outside of that, so I guess we're good.
Yeah. Knock on wood.
Yeah, I'm good for 90 days at least, because... Says not to get tested, even if you've been exposed after that. So, who knows?
You're just here.
I'm alive. Yeah. Apparently can't get it for 90 days.
Yeah, know. That's what they...
Can't recon...
Who knows?
I don't know. They don't know.
I'd rather not test it.
Yeah, I'm not going to hang out with people I know are positive, that's for sure. So, even though people could be like me and not know for 5 days, if that was what was happening.
I lucked out.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Like, there's no other way to say it.
Yeah, you and then, like, nobody in my family got it. How?
Because you and I normally have lunch
at least one day a week. Once or twice a week. I think that week we had it, like, three times.
Three times.
Yeah, and there were coffee.
Including the day you got
tested.
The day before.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, then I had baseball Thursday and Tuesday. I was around all the kids, and nobody got it that I know of from me, thankfully. Anyway. I didn't know. I just had, like, drainage. What the fuck? That's not unusual for me.
We were at Indian.
Yeah. And drainage for me is not unusual.
Yeah.
Like, I have it this time of year anyway.
But like you have, like, a little Dayquil cocktail you normally...
That's usually what I do. Pop Dayquil twice a day till the shit stops. It's worked for me.
You have it down pat.
Tell you what, though. I did try the Alka-Seltzer. Like...
My grandmother used to love Alka-Seltzer.
That shit dries you up quick. It worked.
Really?
Yeah, you felt good. It worked. Effervescent. You get the bubbles going.
Oh, I used to love just as a kid.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'd get in trouble for it. I would just go into there because I knew where she'd keep it.
Tablets.
And I just drop it in like water. But she goes, "You don't need that." And I'm like,
"Just watch it."
But I made it.
Yeah, it's cool. But yeah, I ran out of Dayquil and I tried that. And I felt good. It was good.
I might have some of that in the house. Anyway.
I think I bought it last month. Feeling good. Works pretty good.
I would keep, like, cold and allergy stuff just sitting around anyway.
We have a bunch. But that's what happens. Then we'll get rid of some of it when we do this bathroom renovation. That has begun.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Well, I mean, the stuff was removed.
The old bathtub is out.
There was a breakdown.
The shower's going to come out. Towel's going to come out. Everything's coming out next Saturday. I'm going to break it out. Be done with it. And then just... God, I got an eyelash in my eye. Sorry. Yeah. Nobody can see that on the TV, on the podcast, but it's driving me crazy. Yeah, we'll get that done finally. March would be 2 years. So if I don't get it done before then, shoot me.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully it'll be done soon.
It's funny when your youngest came in and he was just like, but you already have a sink.
Yeah, I was trying to explain it to him. He didn't understand.
And he's like, you're like, but we're going to take it all out and put new in. He's like, oh, you're going to upgrade.
That's what we're going to call
like
it.
Like out of everything else, upgrade.
Upgrade. That's what they do in video games. They upgrade.
They upgrade. Okay.
So that's where that came from. But yeah.
I was curious where that term came
vernacular.
From. Yeah.
We're going to upgrade the bathroom. That's what we're doing.
Okay.
Upgrading the master bath. Finally.
Well, if you have a shower in there that is functioning,
it'll be
and
nice.
A tub that is functioning,
it's an upgrade.
That's an upgrade.
Just the shower. Well, yeah, the tub's never been hooked up. The shower has been cracked since March of 2020.
It's been that long. Yeah.
Yeah, it cracked in March. So, well, it may have been cracked before then. We noticed it.
You noticed it in March.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're coming up. Time to get it done. Tired of walking across the house. Take a shower.
Mm-hmm.
So, that'll be done in the next couple weeks.
Nice.
Plus, however long it takes to get somebody to tile the shower, because I ain't doing it.
You've learned this lesson?
Yeah, I've been helping my dad do his, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm capable. I just don't want to fucking fool with it.
You're way too OCD.
Yes. And that is not a good thing when you're doing construction work.
You know it would take you 2 years to line up the tile.
I'd be like, well, they got all those tools that'll make it pretty simple.
And the grout would be like, have to have the exact amount of like.
But like my dad ran into a problem where he was putting tile up on the shower wall. Well, one box was a 16th of an inch narrower. And that shit stuck to the wall. It ain't coming back down.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's just got bigger grout lines on those. Nothing you can do about it. But, like, it's the same fucking tile. Just wasn't the same size. So today when we were laying some more, we measured each one to make sure they were all the same size. Because he wasn't doing that again. But, yeah, I ain't doing it anymore. I can do it. I can lay tile. I've done it now. I can say I have. I'm not doing it anymore.
You're done.
Pay somebody else.
You've hit the quota.
My time is more valuable than that. At this point, doing other things.
Do you get a quote?
Yep. Well, I've had a few.
To shower your tile.
Still, I'm going to pay them. Let the pros deal with it.
For your sanity.
I think.
For your marriage.
Quicker. Yes, that too. It'll just go quicker if I pay somebody.
Yeah.
And I don't have to mess with it.
I agree.
I'm going to do everything else. The rest of the work is me. Then we'll just have somebody tile the shower. So it'll be done in 6 months. If it's anything like the deck, 2 years
so
from now.
So you are going to put a bidet in, right, though?
No, I should.
No, it's just the toilet seat.
I'll replace the seat on the toilet we have? Yeah. I don't know. We talked about the bidets once on here. I don't know.
Get the one with, like, heated water.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
I mean, I don't have one, but I mean,
we'll see what happens.
If you're doing everything else to your bathroom, why not?
Might as well. We're going to get a heat towel rack, apparently.
Yeah. You were in front of this last night.
I was in front of that. So, whatever. I don't know why we need a heated towel rack.
Just roll with it. Nod your head.
Because you got to, like, remember to turn it on before you get in the shower.
Nod your head.
But whatever.
Maybe there's a shortcut. You could have Alexa do it.
We don't have Alexa.
Or Google or Siri.
Maybe there's just an app on your phone. You can set it up, time it.
Yeah.
Have it kick on at like 6:30 in the morning.
5 days a week.
They should be that smart.
They should be. But.
We'll see. We'll see. I don't even know what they look like, so whatever. That's her.
It's a towel rack.
I'm just going to install it.
Has electric running to it, so it's heated.
Oh. Shit, I better do that, I guess. Figure out where she wants it.
Yeah, you should probably
power.
Get some knowledge on that deal.
Anyway, we got to order all this shit. Just more money. But I'm happy to get moving.
Yeah, having a second.
Well, like, she was sick, so we got the quotes, and then we got questioned about spacing on the shower versus tub, like where it was going to be, which we showed you yesterday. So that kind of held everything up, and then she got sick, and she was finally well, and then I got the COVID, So it's been
there was like, a week between.
Yeah, but there wasn't nothing happening.
Well, I know nothing was happening, but
I had the COVID then, apparently, that week between.
You did, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm just ready to get it moving.
It'd be nice. It's a good thing.
Yeah, so. Woohoo, home renovation, yay.
So, home upgrades.
Upgrades, that's the way to look at it. We're upgrading.
You're upgrading.
That should be a commercial. Upgrade, right?
Probably.
Somebody knows what I'm talking about. Even if we don't.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's what's been going on.
Yeah, life update.
Yeah.
While you've not necessarily heard from us on a regular basis.
Yeah, it's been a little hectic. But
life has been crazy. I was supposed to be gone this weekend.
Yeah.
To Wilmington. We had a couple friends that did a half Ironman because plus they're only miles. Partially special.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I don't understand it, but hey.
I was there. I was going to be there to support, and then
clap my hands. Hey,
trip did not work out, but
they did it. It's not easy.
No,
but
yeah,
they can say they did it.
They earned half a tattoo.
Yep. I seriously want to see them get a half tattoo. That would be hilarious.
Oh, I said you have to do. I said do two, and then just have like a small like
line through it,
like a diagonal line going through the logo, just like barely noticeable. Well, you didn't do a full. No, I did two half. Yeah,
this is for the half. This is for the other half.
Yeah.
They're separated.
Like one of those on front here. Friendship bracelets or whatever. Yeah.
I ain't putting it on the front.
Yeah.
No. And we had a friend do a full one.
He did.
3 weeks ago.
He is special.
They're all special.
I can't wait for the comment if he listens to this episode.
Yeah. I don't run for fun, so the hell I'm doing that shit.
And I'm slightly intrigued, but
the biking part, okay, you know, it's a lot of miles, but like, I feel like of all of it, that's the easiest part.
Oh, the only thing that freaks me out is the swim.
But like the half's only 1.2 miles, which is a long fucking way in the water.
Yeah, I was gonna say, but
because people only swim about max 2 miles an hour, so most people are a mile and a half an hour. So that's a long ass time to be swimming in the ocean.
Oh yeah.
Fuck that. And if you do a full, I guess it's double.
Yeah, it's double.
You just double all the mileage. Yeah, fuck a bunch of that.
Let's take this the one. No.
I couldn't do the run.
See, I could do the run.
I could do the swim.
I mean, I would have to train for the run, but
I could do the swim. Couldn't do the run. I'd have to train for the swim.
I've run half marathons before.
That's a lot of swimming. You ever tried to swim like 200 yards?
I used to swim at the pool, at the Y pool some.
Yeah.
I did not swim a mile and a half or whatever.
In open water?
Like, no, I don't swim in open water normally.
We were visiting my sister at Lake Norman this summer, and she swam from like where we had dropped anchor over to a dock that was, I don't know, probably 200 yards away. Maybe 150 yards. And I was like, if she fucking starts struggling, how the fuck am I going to get over there? I guess we're going to get everybody out of the water and turn a boat on and drive, because there's no chance I'm getting to her. It's a long way.
Yeah.
She made it.
I mean, I swim in a lake, like going near the lake, but
I mean,
I've not swam a deep like lake. Significant distance.
Yeah, but the currents and everything in the ocean makes it difficult. Different.
Apparently, the one in Wilmington they went to, you start on like the inlet or intercoastal, whatever they want to call it. So then, like, you're going with the current
out.
Yeah,
that's not too bad.
However, if you get caught in a back current when you hit the ocean, I mean, you're dead.
Yeah,
but
riptide.
Riptide.
Yeah. Anyway, congratulations to Chris, Don, and
Peter.
Peter, for completing half Ironman, and Cody
for doing the full.
For doing the full. I'd tell you you're all idiots to your face anyway, but whatever. Congratulations, guys. You worked hard for it.
Yeah.
And you got it done.
Put in the work.
Put in the work. Congrats. And you did it, which is cool.
You earned your drink afterwards.
I just would never do it.
I don't know. I could be talked into doing half.
I can say never, because I'll never do it. You could not talk me into
it. I get talked into doing this stuff pretty easily.
No chance.
Except right now, I am saying no to the Marshall Half Marathon.
You couldn't even talk me to that. I would not even...
Because I have literally done nothing.
Entertain that. I wouldn't entertain... Yeah, there's no... I won't even run a 5K. Are you kidding me?
You kidding me?
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't even run a 5K. Fuck it.
Well, you also have like bad knees. Ankles, bad ankles. Knees.
Yeah, but I still wouldn't run a 5K. I do not run for fun. Seventh grade cross country was the last time. Fuck it. After that, I said never again.
Never again? You were done?
I was done running for fun. I don't even run for exercise.
Why'd you run the in seventh grade? What was her name?
No, our slogan was go hard or go home. And so I wanted the shirt. Because I was a seventh grade boy. Which I thought was hilarious that our middle school cross-country slogan was go hard or go home.
Things were different then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. And I sucked. I was terrible at it.
You were just on the team?
Yeah. I was the fifth man on the team. That's how it worked.
Got you guys.
I finished all the races. It just sucked.
But yeah, because you were like not fun. Booking it for I was a 5K.
I was just jogging. There was no running happening. I had no intention.
It was a leisurely stroll. Yeah,
no, that sucked. I would never do that shit again. I don't know that I've ever actually ran a 5K. Like one of these, you know, these people fucking have. I don't think I've ever actually ran one. I've held true to my word.
Can you do that hand motion again?
I've held true to my word. Fuck a bunch of that nonsense. I'll donate, but I ain't running.
Buy a shirt. Get an entry. Get your shirt.
I'm here for the shirt.
Donate the money. I'm done. Bye.
I'm here for the shirt. Yeah, I ain't running. For fun.
I mean, at least you admit it.
Yeah, there's no like false hope. Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
Don't even try.
Nah, not even going to give. Not even entertaining the thought. If you do see me running, you should run too. I'm wholeheartedly behind that meme. If I am running, you should be running because something is chasing me.
If you were running, I'm going to be filming.
Or you should do that because something is chasing me.
Look, it's a moose.
Look, it's Jessica.
With a knife.
Yes. Oh.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Congratulations to those guys.
Yeah, good job. Nice work. So, speaking of entertain, you and I were having a conversation, I'd say the other day, but it's obviously been a couple weeks ago at this point, about the most famous person you've ever like met, been around, talked to.
Had a conversation with.
Yeah.
Well, who have you talked to? You've talked to some famous people.
I mean, like, just like political stuff. Like,
yeah, but you were big into that stuff.
Yeah, like presidents and stuff, but like not like anything major.
Wasn't like an in-depth conversation.
No, it was not like we were chatting. It was like, oh, hi. Didn't have
cigars and bourbon.
No, I would. I didn't.
Camp David.
No.
But still, that's kind of cool.
I mean, it was fun at the time.
Talk to a president? A sitting president?
Now I
was he the president?
When he was the president at the time, yeah.
Sitting president? Oh, G-Dub?
Do we have an internship there? But no, I mean, normally I don't care. It's like we were at, when I went to Mexico for a wedding, a friend of mine at the Y suggested, because we were flying Delta, and you went, obviously got through Atlanta, Gladys Knight's Chicken and Waffles. So I programmed an overnight into the trip. And it was me, Mike, our buddy Abe, and his wife.
Ex-wife.
Like I was trying to, I didn't know how to word that. Anyway.
That's what she is.
So anyway, we do an overnight and go to Gladys Knight's Chicken and Waffles in.
Were the chicken and waffles good?
Atlanta, next to Emory. We got panhandled like 18 times between, like our cab would not drop us off
at the place.
At the restaurant. Or, yeah, it was a cab because it was pre-Uber.
God damn.
Yeah. Like 8 years ago. So, yeah. So we got dropped off a block away, walked, got panhandled quite a bit. Yeah, food was delicious. I mean, good.
Was good.
Yeah.
Did you have the chicken and waffles?
I did.
Good.
I believe they had sweet potato pie as well. But we had a buddy who opened up the door or was walking out of the restroom, and the guy in front, like, opened up the door for him, and he, like, literally walked under his arm because he was tall. It was Evander Holyfield.
That's kind of cool.
He was just sitting, like, table up, just having a...
dinner.
Having dinner.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, he's a big dude.
Yeah.
So I've met famous people. Not, like, had in-depth conversations with very many of them.
I don't have in-depth conversations with many people.
Like, a lot of mine are around racing. Like, I used to go to a bunch of, like, IndyCar races with buddies of mine.
Mm-hmm.
We always used to go. So, like, I've met, like, these guys at the autograph tables, like Graham Rahal and... there's several others. But one time I was at the Daytona 500. No, not the Daytona 500. 24 hours of Daytona with a buddy of mine. We went down. And we were walking through the pits, and we were standing there talking at the corner of a pit. And this guy comes walking up pretty quick. He's walking quick with like two other people. They're walking fast, coming around the corner. And it was Patrick Dempsey, who everybody knows is, I don't know, is he McDreamy? Yeah. Because the other one was McSteamy or whatever. So McDreamy, this was heyday
Grey's McDreamy.
And you'll learn why. So he's walking by. And he kind of like looks at me and at my buddy Elliot, and he's just like, hey. And we're like, he's like, hey, how's it going? And we're like, we just kind of like froze. Like, hey, how's it going, man? And he just kept on going. That was it. That was the conversation. Not 30 seconds, just a throng of females around the same corner just after this dude. And we were still just standing there. It was kind of entertaining, but... that's probably the most famous person I've ever actually spoken to. And there was words spoken, so I can count that, right?
Yeah. In passing, just a quick.
And then, I've been around. There's been a bunch of famous people at races that you kind of like nod, say hello to, but that's it. Met CeeLo Green when he was here in Huntington. Does he count?
Oh, I didn't really think about that.
I did like some of the artist series stuff.
Yeah.
Got to meet some of those people. But like CeeLo Green was probably the biggest at the time. That I got to meet.
Yeah.
He was higher than a kite.
Yeah.
And he put on like a 45-minute show and everybody was pissed off, but that was what happened. And they didn't come to the after party.
Nope.
Because that was right after La Familia opened. And that was where it wasn't even open yet. But it was at La Familia. And we were there and he didn't show up. Like one of his band people show up. Anyway. Yeah. But Patrick Dempsey, most famous.
Not bad. You met McDreamy.
Yeah. World-renowned superstar.
Racing aficionado.
Yeah, he's big into racing.
Yeah.
So, that's kind of cool.
Not bad.
So, I don't know. And then Brad Smith.
The fun part is that he probably could have literally just walked right by me and I would have been like, he looks familiar.
That's kind of what it was. It was kind of like, oh, wait a minute. Well, Jessica was big into Grey's Anatomy, so I knew who he was once I saw him. And I knew he raced. Like, we knew he was there racing. He was driving one of the cars. So, like, we knew who he was.
It's like when you see
it's just kind of like, you don't expect him to say hello. Like, just, why does he have any reason to say hello to me?
Well,
he's kind of in a hurry to get somewhere, being chased by a bunch of people. And he was like, hey, like, how's it going?
In Atlanta.
Apparently, he's like a nice guy.
And I have not, someone's not said, oh, that's Evander Holyfield. I would not have been like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's some it's dude.
Some 6 foot
it's
eight
a,
dude.
It's a big dude over there having dinner.
I don't know how tall he really is.
Damn, he's fucking tall.
Yeah. But that's my most famous.
His ear looks kind of funny.
From Intuit. I met him. But if you're not a nerd, you don't know who he is. Or if you're not from here, you definitely don't know who he is, probably.
You do love some QuickBooks.
I don't love it. I use it. There's a difference. But he is an interesting guy. Cool guy. Probably the next president of Marshall. We'll find out what, Thursday?
Well, I mean.
They announced?
Yes.
We don't know for sure.
Well, it helps when your name's on like two buildings in the business school.
You basically paid for it. Kind of get there. But who knows? They're going to make their decision. But I talked to him. He's cool. He gave me one of the best quotes I know, but... about work-life balance, so he's a cool guy.
Nice.
That's the most famous person. I met some golfers, too. At the Greenbrier and a couple other tournaments. But I don't feel like they're famous in the golf world. Does that make sense?
I feel like most people are famous in their own significant.
Like McDreamy's like famous, famous. He's like a movie star.
But like, I feel like younger kids now
won't know who he is.
Will have no clue who the hell he is.
No, that's true. People from our era know who Patrick Dempsey is.
Millennials will be like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. I'm not
mad. And what's the new? What's the generation now? Like the 19, 20, 21-year-old kids.
Fucktards? I mean, I don't have a clue what they're called.
Yeah, whatever they're called. But they have no clue.
They literally have no clue about anything. Wait, are these the ones that were eating Tide Pods?
I feel like I was younger.
Or is that the Xennials?
No, Xennials are me. Technically, I'm a Xennial.
Between the Millennials and the Generation Xers.
Like there's Gen X and there's Millennial.
And then Xennials in the
middle. And then Gen Z.
Yeah.
They're calling Xennials at the end of generation of Gen X and the beginning of Millennials, yeah, which is me. I'm in that category. Yeah,
a little like crossover.
And it's like you remember not having technology, but you picked up and adapted technology effortlessly.
Yeah.
Because you were there when it got developed.
So like I feel like I don't think I fall in there because of the birthday range they put on it, but like I'm there.
I mean, I remember not having, obviously not having a cell phone, but I remember not having.
I was 18.
Yeah, I was in high school.
Yeah.
But I remember like not having like the internet and.
I remember getting the internet in like late middle school, maybe high school.
That's probably about right. Really high school? I think I got it like
probably late fourth
or fifth grade, maybe.
We had like, well, my dad was like, we had like DSL early. Like we never did the dial up thing.
I said we had dial up.
We always did like the DSL. My dad had these little things you plug in the phone thing, and you didn't have to worry about people picking up the phone.
Oh yeah, because I remember that was a thing.
Yeah, because like you used to, if you were on the internet, somebody pick up the phone.
Yeah, and you get disconnected.
Well, like we had these little things you plugged in. And we may have talked about that on here, but you plug it in, then you plug the internet in, and it. Prevented that from happening.
Yeah.
But I don't remember. I was probably 12 when we got the internet. So that's like early. That's like fifth grade. What? I don't even know. How fucking old are you in grades? My kid's 9 and in third grade. So fifth or sixth grade.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably when we got the internet.
So I remember like fourth or fifth grade.
You fancy.
We had dial up.
We may have had it. Maybe I just wasn't allowed to use it.
That could be too.
Because we definitely had the computers in the house.
Not that I believe.
I mean, I had a laptop. Mitsubishi laptop.
Now you don't even have computers in the house, really.
You got tablets.
I mean, you do.
I do. You got like
iPads. Yeah, I was going to say, iPads are basically the new computer.
iPads and video game systems.
It's all computers.
It's all a computer.
It's just...
God, nostalgia.
Mitsubishi.
That was a cool thing. It had like a couple games. Math games. Nerd alert.
I remember like my first laptop I got for high school graduation. I want to say it was like $1,500 or $1,800.
They're expensive.
It was a Compaq.
Man.
It had a 15 gig hard drive.
That's probably right.
Which was good.
Big back then.
Yeah. And it weighed, I want to say, like...
7, 8 pounds.
Seven or eight, yeah.
Yeah, they were heavy. I had a Gateway, was my first laptop, like, real life. Like, I had that one as a kid, but my first real laptop was in college, and it was a Gateway. Had that for a long time. It was like $700.
I had that Compaq, and I sold it.
Like, I bought the Gateway for, like, $700, and then spent, like... $250 on new memory to put in it to make it faster. Because that's just what nerds do.
I sold mine. And then I bought a Toshiba.
The worst fucking laptops on the
planet. They were the thing for a while, though.
But they were the worst. I worked at the UPS store. Oh. People were always having to ship that shit back.
Oh, no. I'm not saying they were good because...
I think they were one of the first to come out with like a 17-inch laptop, too.
It was like PoliSci 200... 202 maybe? 202. Anyway. And it was the capstone class. where you had to write your thesis paper, basically. Right. So I remember being, whatever, I'm pretty sure I've told the story where you're typing and the just overheated and just shut the fuck off.
Yep.
Bye. Everything gone.
That's what the shoes did. They sucked.
So I literally went like 2 days later, maybe next day, to Columbus, to the Apple Store. Bought
your first Mac.
My first Mac. iBook.
God.
It was white. And I think it worked until like 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
My dad told me the other day he might buy a Mac, which if you all don't know my dad, obviously, but he is a Windows guy through and through. I mean, he writes software for a living. It's what he does and has done forever. And Macs are not good for that shit. But he's wanting where they're going to start traveling the country. He wants to be able to edit video, and Macs are fantastic for that shit. Mm-hmm. So he's thinking about having two, one for work, one for that. What nerds do.
There's multiple. But he's retired. Teams.
He still has some clients. Huh. He's retired, but not really. Semi-retired. Well, mostly retired. He has some clients that don't really have... They're almost done, so he's just kind of helping them out.
Yeah, anyway. No, I have no desire. Yeah, that is one aside to this job, is that I literally went back to a Windows PC at work. And I was like, how do I do this again?
I
know how to work it. I mean, it's not like you don't. It's just, you know, like the little tweaks they make with every
version.
Every version or every update and everything else.
Like, I'm super adept with a Windows. But when Jessica's like, what's wrong with my computer? I'm like, the fuck if I know.
Call devs.
I was like, how do I right click? How do I do this shit? Where's the shift key?
Oh, she doesn't have the settings set up right.
Wow. She's like, this is, you have to hit the command. I'm like, why can't they just call it shift?
It's a shift.
Was it the Windows key is command?
Yeah.
The fucking command key. Mine's the Windows key.
What do you want hers to, what do you want it to have that was
just Windows key.
Windows key?
Windows logo on there, so I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm trying to hit.
At least put the Apple key to make it.
Yeah, make it the Apple key. You probably couldn't.
Probably get sued. Probably a lawsuit somewhere. Probably a lawsuit. It's like on
Windows. Microsoft probably trademarked it.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Microsoft couldn't trademark because these are all manufactured by other people.
Right. Laptop. Look, the design, they get trademarked.
They probably have to, these freaking manufacturers probably have to pay to have the Windows logo on the key.
I'm sure they do. I've
never even thought about that. That's why they have the command key.
But Apple makes all their own stuff.
I know. They do now.
Well, they don't make it.
They don't make it. They buy it.
No one makes their own stuff. No.
They make their own chips. Well, they pay somebody.
Well, they pay someone to make their own chips. They
make only their chips.
Supposedly. No. It's the TSMC.
Oh, the one in Korea or wherever that's like fucking Taiwan. Everybody ever?
Yeah, the one. But Apple buys massive quantities up front
and they have to get cash to pay for it
at a special rate.
Well, I don't know. I've contemplated getting a Mac for my personal use. I'm just hesitant.
How much personal use do you do on a computer? Don't answer that question. Anyway.
A lot. But not like you're thinking. I use a lot. I'm not like good at using a tablet. Does that make sense? Like, I like having a keyboard and stuff. I'm just quick.
Oh no, I have no desire to like type. Like people who like have their iPad and
well, just like to search for shit.
Type documents and do everything.
Talk much of that. But like, no, just to search for stuff.
Because there are moments where I think, because I have an iPad Pro.
You have like several. There's like a bunch laying around.
It's just, I don't get rid of stuff. I just buy the new stuff and the old stuff becomes...
Hangs around.
Yeah. It's vintage. But I thought about getting like the Magic Keyboard. Like it has the trackpad and everything for it. But I just do not...
What's your use?
I cannot recall a moment where... Well, my thought is, and I always come back to this thought, but it's complete bullshit. Like, oh, well, when I could travel, I could literally just take the iPad and the keyboard and I'll take a laptop. I don't take the laptop half the time anyway.
I always take my shit because I have to work. That's my problem, though, is like most of my...
Yeah.
Like I use a Windows because I can work.
Even like the accounting, like, a lot of stuff you see.
I own my laptop.
The accounting stuff is still very much...
Yeah, like my laptop was bought by work and I just use it because I have multiple computers.
I mean, with this, I can log into my work stuff.
Yeah, that's mine too, but like, I didn't have to pay for it.
I just have to use Chrome.
Yeah. Well, yes. That's made things.
Maybe, I don't know. I've only done like once or twice.
See, that's where things are getting different, is where more and more software and things are moving to the cloud. You're less reliant on specific hardware.
Yeah.
So like what used to be, you never saw Macs in like a workplace because they didn't fucking work with anything, any software. Mm-hmm. Like if it wasn't developed for the Mac, nothing worked on it unless you ran Parallels and Windows, and what the fuck's the point in buying the Mac? Because I had people do that just to run QuickBooks. I'm like, why don't you just buy another laptop? It'd be a hell of a lot cheaper and easier.
Yeah, it'd be cheaper just to buy.
And easier. You can get a $400 laptop that'll run QuickBooks.
Buy your Mac and buy. And
keep your Mac for whatever the fuck you need a Mac.
Everything else.
Yeah. These people didn't need a computer anyway.
They were
fucking retarded. But I can't say that word. Bleep it.
Bleep.
Do you know how to do that?
I do.
Okay, we'll do that.
Maybe.
Figure it
out.
We'll learn.
Yeah, this is going to get edited tonight, so we'll figure that out.
Bleep that out. Anyway, I think I would like a Mac if I used it. Like, I think I could get used to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, I do remember, like, and obviously the software has changed a lot since.
Like, I do a lot of, like, the nerdy coding stuff. And I just feel like it's not the same.
Think of like what people are using there to make all these iOS apps that make trillions of dollars.
I can write those on Windows too.
I know. But I'm just saying.
Because that's all a code editor.
But you're saying y'all just.
You can't test them. They are hard to test on a Windows. But anyway, enough nerd talk.
Nerdy.
Nerd alert.
Nerd alert.
Anyway.
Well, I mean, since we've nerded out basically an entire episode.
Yeah.
We went from like health to celebrity sightings.
To computers.
To computer sciences. Yep. And I'm only saying computer sciences because it makes it sound better than just computer shit.
Sure.
We're talking about why Macs are better.
I don't know that I can say that.
Listen, this podcast is being brought to you on a Mac.
It is. But it's being uploaded by Windows.
It is. After being edited.
On a Mac. Anyway, have a good week.
Everyone, take care.
Hopefully
just a week. Stay safe. Hopefully just a week this time.
Hopefully we'll be back.
Hopefully we'll be back in the routine.
Yep.
If not, shit went down.
Yep.
Guys, take care. Stay safe. See you next time.